Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Regional Roundup with Leslie Lopez, regional correspondent with the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, me, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang. So it's time to turn our attention to the region, and it seems like the waiting is over in Malaysia.
Oh, that's as Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has said that he will step down as promised, but only in November after Malaysia hosts the APEC summit.
Yes, Pakatan Harapan leaders had agreed before the last general election in 2018, if the coalition gained power, that Dr. Mahathir would pass the membership, the premiership, to Anwar Ibrahim after 2 years. Yet the exact date of the handover is still unknown, and followers of Mr. Anwar were hoping for Dr. Mahathir to step down in May this year, which will be exactly 2 years after PH came to power.
Tell you what, let's turn our attention now to Indonesia. President Joko Widodo's popularity seems to be soaring. A survey by independent surveyor Indo Barometer has found Indonesian President Joko Widodo's approval rating has surged early in his second term.
Yeah, his government's approval rating stood at just over 70% in the first 100 days of his second term, compared with 57.5% during the same period in 2015.
Last issue, Cambodia. That's where a U.S. cruise ship, the Westerdam, was turned away by several Asian ports, even though the ships said that there was no coronavirus cases aboard. That's before Cambodia agreed last week to allow more than 2,000 passengers and crew to disembark.
And Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen has now spoken out to defend his decision after a passenger who had previously been on the ship tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak of the virus has impacted tourism in the region as travellers are taking precautions.
Yeah, a lot to break down. Helping us out is Straits Times regional correspondent Leslie Lopez. Leslie, let's start off with Malaysia. Good morning, by the way. So Malaysia's PM Mahathir Mohamad says that he'll only step down in November, no matter what PH leaders say. Why has there been no exact date set for this then?
Good morning, Elliot and Manisha. Leadership succession issues are becoming a major problem for Malaysia because of the implications to the domestic economy. Already, the economy was collapsing before the coronavirus hit, and Dr. Mahathir's reluctance to set a firm timeline to handing over is only adding to this uncertainty. Malaysians are hoping for some clarity later this week when the ruling Pakatan Harapan Presidential Council meets to discuss the political succession. There are growing voices in private among Pakatan Harapan politicians that Dr. Mahathir should go sooner and pave the way for a quick and smooth handover. I guess the question is, how forceful will the members of the Presidential Council be in pressuring Dr. Mahathir to commit to a firm date and not something vague like after November?
The Indonesian President Joko Widodo's approval rating, Leslie, has gone up to 70% in the first 100 days of his second term. It's comparing with 57.5% during the same period in 2015. So tell us, what has Jokowi been getting so right this time round?
The headline numbers for his approval rating is certainly impressive. It was based on feedback from more than 1,200 respondents from 34 different provinces in Indonesia during the first half of January. They were generally upbeat about the country's political system under his administration. He's also been seen to be making the right noises in public statements with regards to the economy and also militant Islam. The other factor that's boosted his public standing is very much the composition of his cabinet, which is seen to be dynamic and capable of pushing much reforms. But the strong popularity numbers belie the growing concerns among Indonesians, particularly over the economy, cost of living, and also other issues such as corruption. One could say that he's come out of the honeymoon period in his second term with flying colors. But the road ahead is going to be tough going, and whether he can keep these high ratings is going to be a serious challenge, because dealing with Indonesia's many problems will require making unpopular decisions.
We're on the line with Leslie Lopez, Straits Times regional correspondent. Leslie, turning our attention to Cambodia, their Prime Minister Hun Sen has defended his decision to allow a U.S. cruise ship to dock despite at least one passenger later being diagnosed with a deadly coronavirus. What impact could this decision have on Cambodia?
I think it would be fair to say there's a general consensus that Premier Hun Sen may have been a little reckless in allowing the U.S. cruise ship to dock and allow its passengers to stream off the ship. There is real concern among health officials that Cambodia may have opened its doors to an outbreak, and other countries could pay a price as passengers from the cruise ship head to their home countries. Cambodian health authorities say roughly 400 people of the 2,000-odd passengers and crew have left Cambodia for their homes around the world. The rest remain in hotels in Phnom Penh, which is the capital, or on the ship. The most immediate issue will be how candid and transparent the Cambodian government will be with dealing with any outbreak among its citizens, and also how it deals with its public announcements on this problem. What were Hun Sen's motivations for such a controversial move is also source of much debate, and it's very likely that he was trying to score points with Beijing, Cambodia's strong ally, with supporters insisting that his decision was purely based on humanitarian reasons.
Very interesting. Well, of course, that ship was turned away from many ports, and you can understand it. Southeast Asia's holiday hotspots have been hit by billions in lost business, Leslie, from Chinese tourists who are turning to markets closer to home to soften the blow from travel restrictions caused by this epidemic. How are countries across the region making up for all of these foregone revenues?
This is a real challenge at a time when there are so many economic headwinds. Private economists are slashing growth forecasts for regional economies across the board because many countries rely on tourism dollars, particularly from Chinese travelers. The options are limited for many governments, and many countries such as Malaysia are trying to make up for the loss in potential revenue by encouraging domestic tourism through steep discounts in hostel charges. But the effectiveness of these kind of measures are limited because a slowdown in economic activity isn't going to encourage travel among locals. The option many governments are considering are one-off cash handouts to stimulate the economy and also stimulus packages to compensate for loss of business from tourism. I don't know whether this will be sufficient because if the outbreak isn't contained soon, we could be headed for more problems. I fear we have yet to see the worst from this.
We've been speaking with Leslie Lopez, Straits Times regional correspondent. Thanks, Leslie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.